It's New Music Friday. You're home for the best music of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Distorted View Radio.
But on the way home, I tried to grab your hand and put it on my bone. You pulled back and said,
don't.
Girl, this dick is so clean. This dick is so clean that you can board it in some collard greens. Girl, this dick is so clean. Girl, this dick is so clean that you can serve it with some lima beans. This dick is so clean. This dick is so clean that you can boil it in some collard greens. Girl, this dick is so clean. It'll probably go good with your broccoli and cheese. Tell me why, oh why, you won't let me get between them thighs. Tell me when you're gonna open up and let me in.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, October 1st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, neo-Nazi Jews plus ass rocks and pussy-eating tricycles. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you to end the week with the Big Friday program. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and I just have to say, like, it was really one of the stupidest shows I've done in a while, and I can't think of a better way to advertise the Sideshow than to play just a few clips from yesterday's show. I want to get bred like an animal. How about that, for instance? How could you not want to sign up and hear what the fuck I was talking about?
Rape my boy pussy! Rape my boy pussy!
That's pretty self-explanatory and horrifying. And then I also made a plea to bands to hire me as an instrument. Not a singer, as an instrument. What's that song that I... Something's Always Wrong. What's that one that I'm liking right now? Yeah, a caller called in mentioning Toe the Wet Sprocket, who for some reason I love, right? Great music. And then this happened. Is this one? Yes, oh, it's a good song. Da-da-na-na-na-na. Da-da-na. Da-la-la. It's not as good when I sing along with it. Why don't bands hire me to, like, I could be kind of like an instrument for them, you know? Like, I can't sing, we all know that, but I can definitely help with, I can hum shit. This is how I sing in the car, by the way, because even I can't stand my own voice. All right, there you go. You get the idea. Look, if you want to hear this episode of Distorted View, it was yesterday's program. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. $5 a month or $50 a year. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we'll do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. I got a program this weekend for you as well. There, we got that all taken care of. No more plugs for the Sideshow today. Let's move on to today's content, where I'm happy to announce the return of the Fat Man. Oh, Jesus. Here we go again. For those of you who don't know the history of the original Fat Man, I can't go into it with you. Just understand that he is very, very obese. He is huge, and he used to post videos on YouTube of him eating large quantities of food, like a block of Velveeta cheese, for instance, or a whole pizza. Halfway through these videos, he would puke and just soldier on. He also showed us the fact that he eats so much food, his body can't handle it and continually pushes out shit, causing massive shit stains on his underwear. He showed that off. He also shit in the tub or puked in the tub while he was taking a bath in glorious 720p or something. Anyways, he's back again. He comes in and out of retirement very frequently, so I fully expect him to go away for another year or two in the next week. But anyways, here he is singing a song about something that's near and dear to his heart.
Boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I have diabetes, but that sugary junk food tastes real good. I like to eat cake and ice cream too.
It's true, he does.
I love that regular soda, that Mountain Dew, and root beer too.
Oh.
I love to eat food I'm not supposed to, even though it may make me cry. I don't care though, cause my life sucks.
I blame the fact that his life sucks on that fucking Dan Jensen. Fuck Dan Jensen! Fuck Dan Jensen! Dan Jensen, by the way, is his, like, social worker or doctor or something.
And the food, it's good.
You get the idea. I mean, this goes on for, like, another 5 minutes.
Folks, that's why it's called...
Diabetes! At one point, he actually does start to, like, gag again. I don't know why. Maybe he's talking too much, he's out of breath. And then I think at the end he does it again.
Oh yeah,
oh my god. Hey, if someone's really good with auto-tuning, I will send this clip to you and you can mess around with it and make a pretty song.
Oh yeah, I think I'm going to crow.
I think so. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna have to isolate that audio. That's too good. Alright, there you go. A little bit from the fat man. He's alive and, I wouldn't say well, but he's alive, technically. I've got a very short clip. This is a bit of a blooper from a local news station. Apparently, they were doing one of their little promos, like a live promo, coming up on your 6 o'clock news. How Arby's horsey sauce may kill you, plus your 5-day forecast with meteorologist Joey Fontaine. And then they throw it over to the weatherman. It's going to be a great couple of days, highs in the 70s. Apparently, though, during this live promo, something was wrong. The audio was screwed up, and the weatherman was not cued. And you hear him saying something that I don't think was meant for television. I think someone was supposed to be talking there, and now there's just an image of the weatherman looking at a computer screen, and then you hear him say...
Oh, hello. Oh, hello.
And then...
growing threat of new terror attacks in the U.S. and overseas, what's behind the new...
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
I love that the... Weatherman saw something of interest on his screen.
Oh, hello.
He spotted a hurricane. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
I've got another news blooper here, and this really is great because it illustrates a news reporter's rookie mistake. Now, if you're doing a live story at an airport about all these planes being delayed for long periods of time and the growing frustration... of passengers who have to deal with this, it's probably not a good idea to interview passengers just getting off of the plane. They're going to be cranky.
A second night. Here's a lady who's just asking questions. Ma'am, mind if we get a quick comment from you on we're live on Channel 8 News. How's your flight day going?
Shitty.
All right, there you go. One word, shitty.
We're live on Channel 8 News.
You think he thought at that point he was in trouble, and that's why he said, you know, we're live. Lady, we are live on Channel 8 News, so watch your language.
We're live on Channel 8 News. How's your flight day going?
Shitty.
What part of we're live don't you understand, you bitch?
Shitty.
Okay, well, sorry to hear you say that. It was very, very frustrating, though.
Yes, indeed. Switching gears just a little bit, here's some fart porn for you. What I find interesting about fart porn is that guys who are into it don't really care so much about the asshole. And you'd think that's what they're into. But I think they're just actually into the smell, because in these videos, the women are wearing jeans. And the other girl who's sniffing, it just, you know, has her face pressed up against those jeans. There's no nudity. This is clean, wholesome fun.
Delicious.
Did she say delicious in her jib-jab language?
Oh. Oh.
Muy delicioso. This goes on for 4 minutes. Settle in. I don't understand why the girl who's sniffing is doing the moaning.
Ah, delícia. Ai, que gostoso.
I think she just said something about stool. Like, the girl who is farting blew so hard, a little bit of fecal matter made its way through the fabric of her jeans onto the other woman's face.
Ay, delicia.
But it's still delicious. Kissing her ass through the jeans. Very nice. Come on, give us another fart. Yay. All right, you get the idea. Yes, it's delicious. Okay, fantastic. Finally, before we get into the news today, I'm very happy to report the return of one of our new favorite U-tards.
Fuckle.
That's right, the Tourette's guy, who also suffers from Asperger's and a whole slew of other issues. This guy, when he feels a massive tick coming on, he decides to record himself singing a song. He does Tourette's karaoke. This is 100% real. Here we go. Today's selection is a classic.
Yes,
it is.
Fuck. You know the rules, and so do I.
Fuck.
A full commitment's what I'm thinking of.
Fuck.
You wouldn't get this fuck. Many other guys.
Fuck.
I just wanna tell you how I'm
fuck
feeling. Fuck. Gotta make you fuck understand. Never gonna give you a fuck. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna burn around. And fuck you said you. There you go. We've known each other for so long.
Ass!
Your husband ass! But you're too shy to say it inside.
I can't turn this off!
It's
fascinating.
Ass. We know the fuck that
dude should release a CD. Be a huge hit. Alright, there you go. You get the idea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now! Very important, if you've got some funny audio or video, send it along to me, show at Distorted View. Likewise, maybe you run across a news story you think would be good for the program, send that along. And don't forget, we've got a post office box now. That information is up on our show notes. You can send whatever you want my way. Just a little note saying hi, expensive consumer electronics, money. Love all that shit. If you'd like to sign up for a lifetime membership, you can also sign up by sending money or money order or whatever, check to my post office box. Yearly memberships, you can do that as well, I guess. Just remember to include your email address and your name so I have that information. And please don't be sending me $5 in the mail. I can't do monthly memberships through the post office box. It's just too much work, and I'm lazy. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up! I can't describe how much I love this first news story. It goes something like this. Fisher-Price is recalling more than 11 million tricycles, toys, and high chairs over safety concerns. Right, that's pretty funny. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said Thursday that the tricycles and high chairs were blamed for children's injuries. Okay. In the recall of about 7 million Fisher-Price trikes and tough trike toddler tricycles, that's a mouthful, the agency is aware of 10 reports of children being hurt. Six of them required medical attention. The tricycles, some of which feature popular characters like Dora the Explorer and Barbie, have protruding plastic ignition keys near the seat that children can strike, sit on, or fall on, leading to injuries that the commission said can include genital bleeding. There it is. And now you know why I'm smiling. Mommy, my pussy's bleeding. Were you over Uncle JJ's again? Told you not to go over there alone. Yes, little girls are falling cunt first onto the bicycle ignition key. Fisher-Price is also recalling more than 1 million Healthy Care, Easy Clean, and Close to Me high chairs after 14 reports of problems. The pegs on the back of the high chair can be used to store the tray, but children can fall on them. Again, if they fall pussy first, it could cause genital bleeding, resulting in cuts and other injuries. Seven children require stitches. The Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairman Inez Tannenbaum said manufacturers need to do more to build safety into their products before they reach store shelves. But she also offered praise for Fisher-Price for taking the right steps by agreeing to these recalls and offering consumers free repairs or replacements. I hope Fisher-Price is offering free vaginal rejuvenation surgeries to these little girls. Hyman's already busted up at the age of 3. It's sad is what it is. Most of the products were being recalled in the United States, but about 400,000 of them were sold in Canada. The two other Fisher-Price recalls were more than 2.8 million baby play zone crawl and cruise playground toys. Oh, shit. I wonder how those toys affected the genitals of toddlers. There's also some other toys here. The Baby Gymnastics Play Wall, Ocean Wonders Kick and Crawl Aquarium, 1-2-3 Tetherball Toys, and Bat and Score Goal Toys. The valve of the inflatable ball on the toys can come off and pose a choking hazard to children. About 100,000 Fisher-Price Little People Wheelie Stand and Play Rampway toys were also recalled. The wheels on the purple and green cars can come off, posing a choking hazard. And I suppose if your vagina is lined up right, the wheels could just roll right in there, especially if it's already been busted open from your tricycle. All right, second story we have for you today. Two Polish neo-Nazis. This is the start of a great story, I can already tell. Yes, two Polish neo-Nazis who were childhood sweethearts, and later became skinheads, have discovered what for them is a shocking family secret. Wait for it. Yes, they're actually Jewish. Paul and Ola, or something, identified only by their first names, are the subject of a documentary about Poles rediscovering their Jewish roots generations after their ancestors hid their religious identities to escape persecution during World War II. A few years ago, Ola found out from Warsaw's Jewish Historical Institute that both she and her husband are technically Jews. Can you imagine the look on the faces of the people working at the Warsaw Jewish Historical Institute when they saw these two skinheads coming into their building? Oh my God! Everyone, run! A few years ago, Ola found out from, the Jewish Historical Institute that both herself and her husband are technically Jews. It was unbelievable. It turned out that we had Jewish roots. It was a shock. At the time, she and Powell were active in Warsaw's neo-Nazi movement. I was a nationalist 100%. Back then, when we were skinheads, it was all about white power. And Jews were the biggest plague and the worst evil of this world. You're part of that plague. Both 33, they've now embraced their Jewish identity. How quickly they've decided that Jews aren't so bad after all. Yes, they've now embraced their Jewish identity and are active in their local Orthodox synagogue. I'm not saying that I don't have regrets, but it's not something that I walk around and lash myself over. I feel sorry for those that I beat up, but I don't hold a grudge against myself. What a fucking bitch. God, final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Raymond Stanley Roberts was pulled over Wednesday in a routine traffic stop for speeding. Approaching the Hyundai, deputies said they could smell a strong odor of marijuana coming from his vehicle. After writing a speeding ticket, the county sheriff's deputy asked Roberts, 25, if he smoked weed and when he'd done it last. Roberts replied that he smoked the night before and there was nothing in his car. He even told the two deputies to search the car. While searching Roberts' body, deputies felt a soft object between his ass cheeks. The report said Roberts then said, "Let me get it," and pulled out a bag of marijuana weighing 4.5 grams. He denied holding anything else, but there's more up his ass? This guy's rectum is like a magician's hat. Police are pulling out rabbits and handkerchiefs and marijuana. What else could be up there?
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
Well, there's a clue for you. I'm assuming they didn't pull out a dick from his ass. Probably crack. Could be a crackhead. All right, yes. Deputies felt another soft object in the same area and pulled it out through the exterior of Robert's shorts. The object was a bag with 27 pieces of rock cocaine weighing 3.5 grams. When the bag fell to the ground, Roberts immediately explained that the white stuff is not mine, but the weed is. Look, If it's up your ass, it's yours. It becomes yours. Legally, I think that's how it works. He then stated that his friend had borrowed the vehicle before, and he saw the cocaine on the passenger seat when he was pulled over. Roberts has been charged with possession of rock cocaine and marijuana. Every time I say marijuana now, I want to say marijuana. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have for me today?
Jagu times two, Jimmy.
Ooh,
Polar Reside Show member Lusty Butt here. Straight to the point, lost the iPod, stopped using iTunes, stopped paying for your products. I turned my old roommate into a fellow deviant back in the day. 2 years later, call him up. He's now a seaman in the Navy. And he answers the phone with, "Who created your ass? I come in the name of motherfucking Jesus." So I wandered back to DV.com. My first reintroduction to the show was a guy getting railroaded by stallions. Anyway, I feel whole again. Thank you, Timmy. Work those clippers over the ingrown pubes for me.
All right, thank you very much. And you know what you need to do now is sign up for the sideshow again. Come on. Brother. Come on, brother.
I don't know if you heard that.
Come
just
on
now.
His
that
name is
terrible
Charles,
sound
but his
like
name
a
is
giant drone worker bee.
Yes, what is that?
Yeah, that's a very elderly woman at the grocery store moving along in her mobility scooter.
Oh, wait, let's hear that again.
I don't know if you heard that just now, Timothy.
Aww.
That terrible sound like a giant drone worker bee.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very elderly woman at the grocery store moving along in her mobility scooter, and it's just constantly dragging along
not
the ground.
Not very mobile.
Making this awful sound that's echoing throughout the entire store. She's not even fat or anything. It's just this thing. Oh, it's driving me nuts. I hate the fact that people get old. They just apparently cannot walk anymore.
Yes, I agree with you. God, why can't old people just walk like normal people?
Hey, Tim, I've got the final word for the people obsessed with the difference between diabetes and maple syrup urine.
Yes.
It's... Fuck off! No one cares! Shut up! Quit calling!
I didn't know there was a huge debate. I was just kind of curious about what maple urine piss was all about.
Hey.
Like, I thought it would come out, like, thick and rich. Like Mrs. Butterworth's
hey,
syrup.
Hey, Sam, it's Rob from Cleveland in a rainy Washington, D.C. today. Hey, I just wanted to point out something about your, I guess, Friday podcast.
I guess.
You played a tribute to the Old Fred guy. And they played Have You On My Mind from the Pet Shop Boys. I found this funny because I was listening to the Pet Shop Boys right before I was listening to your podcast, specifically that song, which, coincidentally, is the same song that the New Tourette guy was singing in one of the videos. And I just wanted to point that out. I'm a nerd.
Wow.
All right, and I'll keep listening. So,
I think you're the only person that pointed that out.
Tim and
love Rob from Cleveland.
Tim and Rob. This is Mike and
holy shit, what the hell is that? That's creepy, isn't it?
Tim and Rob.
I just played Rob from Cleveland. I did not plan that out at all. I mean, you know me. I do as little work as possible. I just grab a bunch of voicemails and, you know, play them.
Tim and right. Rob Cleveland. This is Mike in New York. No.
Who's freaking me out today?
Unfortunately, I am not the Mike Kotaku. Otherwise, I would probably be making enough money to have a sustained high quality of life.
Oh.
Instead, I am broke-ass. Little kid. Well, not a kid, but whatever. Yeah, that's not me.
No. Well, I hope that answers your question, Rob from Cleveland.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Rich Lather. I've got...
Not going to get any love from Kotaku anytime soon.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Rich Lather. I've got a little plug for you and the Columbus area freaks in a moment, but I really wanted to make a comment first about the most recent Sextastic Tuesday story, you know, Horse Planet.
Yes.
It's the kind of story where the author probably knows what a horse looks like and may have actually touched one at some point in their lives, but to be around them, to know their behavior, no, this guy had no clue whatsoever.
Right, yeah, someone else called about that.
Horse farts as spicy
horse farts.
Now, I've been around more than a few horse farts in my time with the horse that I own, and I would equate the scent with more burning rubber than anything else. Not
Christ.
Pleasant at all. So, getting back to the plug that I mentioned, there's a haunted house that is going to be opening up at the beginning of October. It's called the Scare-atorium.
Yes.
And you can find that at columbushauntedhouse.com.
How does that compare to the Haunted Hoochie? That's what I want to know.
As you know, I'm a Ghostbuster in my spare time. And
yeah, hey,
we are...
I wanted to ask you, how did you know that I was at Mad Max? Were you there this week? I didn't see you. But he made a reference to Bartertown, and this past weekend at the retro movie was Mad Max 3, the one with Tina Turner and Mel Gibson. I so wanted to just shout out some, you know, like, Mel Gibson quotes during the movie. And get raped by a pack of niggers!
...are going to be there in force, probably starting on Sunday, October 2nd, and continuing through the entire month of October. Our big thing are going to be the Lights On Kids tours, 5 to 7 p.m. on Sundays, but on other days, you might find us there as well, you know, helping out with, you know, work in the crowd, all that sort of thing. So,
I want to ask you, how did you make your proton? Did you make your proton pack, or did you purchase that, or is that something that the organization that you're with, the Ghostbusters, provided to you? Because some of them were very good. They were all a little different, I noticed, the proton packs, but they were very cool.
And Timmy, and Honey.
Okay, I can't listen to that today.
Hey Tim, Spencer from Virginia here. Sitting in a parking lot and someone walks in front of my car. It's a female midget, maybe age 20.
Okay.
She's dressed like a schoolgirl and it baffled me. Because I think I might be a pedophile now.
Well,
or I just really want to fuck that midget. Either way, you go.
Little sausage fingers. I can't remember. I always get midgets and dwarves confused. One of them has, like, the weird little tiny sausage fingers.
Timothy, crazy negro-faced Crackers Henson. What the hell is up, sir? This is Zach from Florida. And I think we should have a voicemail cast sometime within this near future, sir. Because when civil disrest of all fucking slime balls actually leaves you the most entertaining voice message out of an entire 10 to 15 minute long voicemail segment, mm-hmm. I kind of want to run my cock through a cheese grater. But I digress. I also miss Reels. Sir, I miss Sharon Murkowski, and I think you should play more Craigslist ads with her because they're hilarious.
I agree. I think maybe this weekend I'm going to try to find some and send them to her, and maybe she'll record some for me because, you know, I love reading the Craigslist ads myself, but it's something. It's just, it's 10 times better when you hear it in Cheryl Murkowski's voice.
Is it weird that every time I put something in the microwave and say, oh, I don't know, like 3 minutes, I continue and then say, on the clock, on your mark, get set, go.
What the fuck was that? I can't believe we're ending the show with that call. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me. Go on to distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet members of the Sideshow, sign up right now because I got a weekend podcast for you. Otherwise, we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Bye, everybody. We weren't sure. We knew something was wrong with you. But you never really talked about it on your videos. We weren't sure if you were retarded or if you just had mental problems or you just really, really enjoyed food. So I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is certifiably insane. It explains all of the videos.
I guess I just wanted to say goodbye and have a nice day.